Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We turn our attention to that part that we read together in the gospel reading. When all the people were baptized, and when Jesus had also been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." We look at these words looking at our identity this morning. I believe it was Erik Erikson, a 20th century psychologist and author, who talked a lot about us having an identity crisis. He wrote, "The formation of identity is a most basic conflict that all people face." Now, I don't necessarily subscribe to everything that Erikson said, but I do believe that this issue of identity is a major source of internal conflict and conflict in our world today. I'm not just talking about sexual identity or political parties or racial things, although those all do fit into the mix. What I believe is that an unhealthy and unrealistic view of ourself is a major contributing factor to depression, interpersonal conflicts, and family issues. In fact, St. Thomas is developing a pamphlet, a little catechism, you might say, that starts with the question, "Who am I?" We use it with our training for youth, but it has many applications beyond that. Allow me to read a quick answer to the question in there, or a summary of the answer of "Who am I?" "I am a person specifically and lovingly created by God in His image. And though I am a sinner who rebels against God and His love, I remain God's beloved, the object of His eternal love. This is all possible because I am a forgiven child of God, adopted into His family in my baptism. This truth from God's Word provides the base for my identity and life." It is the truth of God's Word that provides the base for our identity and our life. And we can get the basics of our identity identification or definition from today's gospel reading. We go back again to that last paragraph. "When the people were baptized and when Jesus had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven saying, 'You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased.'" What do we learn about our Lord's identity from these words? Well, first we receive a very clear definition of who Jesus is, of his identity. The Father says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And then the Holy Spirit lands on him. And if you look at the narrative, you notice that the Holy Spirit never leaves. Jesus is the very Son of God. He is only begotten Son, conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Imagine, just imagine the challenge that Jesus would have faced during his 3 years of earthly ministry if he was continually questioning himself, "Who am I?" For Jesus, there was no identity crisis. He knew he was God of God, and very God of very God. Yet we also note in this baptism story that he is standing in the Jordan River in flesh and blood. So though he is true God, only begotten Son of the Father, he is also true man, born of the Virgin Mary. As important as it was for Jesus to know this about himself, it is equally important that you and I, that we know this about him as well. He's not just some great man, but he is God himself. Yet at the same time, 100% human, just like you and I. Then notice again the beginning part of that paragraph. It says, when all the people were baptized, and was Jesus also had been baptized as was praying, why in the world did the Holy Son of God need to be baptized? Did he need to repent? Well, no. He is the holy God, pure and sinless. Had he been walking away from his Father and he needed to turn around back again to face him? No, that would be sinning. You see, unlike us, in Jesus there is no arrogance, no selfishness, no rebellion. He is pure and holy. Well, then why be baptized? Well, it's all about his human identity. He is identifying here fully with you and me. He's not just some pseudo-human, but he is just like us. Even so far that he is tempted in every way that you and I are tempted, except when that temptation comes with him, there's no arrogance or selfishness or rebellion. Instead, in his identity as the God-man, as he takes his identity on himself, he is without sin. He fully identifies himself with us, though even in our fallen, sinful state. And this certainly is part of why the Father says at his baptism, with you I am well pleased. And then St. John, the gospel writer's account of Jesus' baptism, adds a little more clarification. In his narrative, John the Baptist, not John the gospel writer, says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus. Jesus, who is God from all eternity and through all eternity, became human for one purpose: to take upon himself our sin, our arrogance, our selfishness, our rebellion, and then to cover us and give us his love, making us to be new creations, just like Adam and Eve before the fall. Thus here in our Lord's baptism, we are presented with the clear identity of Jesus, God the Son, pure and sinless, the human Son of Mary, fully one of us, and Lamb of God, who takes away our sin and the sin of the whole world. Additionally, then, and just as important, he now uses our baptism to solve our identity crisis. Without our baptism, by nature, we know that we are all descendants of Adam and Eve. We are human beings who are arrogant and selfish and rebellious. Yes, sinful human beings is who we all are. And this is a very important part of our realistic view of ourselves. And that's why in our worship service every Sunday we include a confession of sin. But if this was the total story of our identity, well, our lives would be totally stories of conflict. We'd keep saying, oh, I know better, or I should have known better. We'd keep saying, it's all about me, or I'll do it my way no matter what happens. But we know that those kind of attitudes destroy families. They destroy neighborhoods. They destroy nations and every kind of relationship. And it's the path that leads to hostility, isolation, fear and fighting, and death. But you see, in our baptism, you and I, we are given a new identity. We are given the identity of Jesus. So that ever since that day, God looks at you and says, "You are my beloved child. With you, I am well pleased." Because in your baptism, and in mine as well, He sends our sin away. And then He keeps sending it away throughout our lives through His word and sacrament. And through the same means, He covers us with His love and fills us with that same love, knowing that we are His beloved children, that we are His forgiven children. This frees us then to love our neighbor, to live lives as sacrificial servants, to chipping away our arrogance and selfishness and rebellion, replacing it with a peace that passes all human understanding. It's the solution to our identity crisis. And in that solution, it even then adds purpose to our day-to-day living. As the Father sent His Son to free us from our sin, as His sending away our sin gives us a new identity, so now He sends you and me as His agents to heal the world's identity crisis. Agents of His love in our homes, in our neighborhoods, wherever we go. Stilling the hostility, bringing people together, driving away fear and fighting, giving us eternal life. Brothers and sisters, this is your identity. This is who, by God's grace, you are. And it's all because God has now proclaimed this of you and me. We are His beloved children. With us, He is well pleased. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace that passes human understanding that comes with this new identity be yours this day and every day throughout eternity. Amen.